Here's what entering students at Virginia Military Institute, RATS they're called, are told on their first day.
You're about to enter the toughest military school in this country. Take pride in that.
And indeed, they do take great pride in that. That's why the superintendent felt he had to say something about a recent blog post, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right. This is a story by Karen Caspedelis, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. VMI is, is all schools being more sensitive to mental health and stress during exam time, is put out a press release on their website talking about the things that they're doing to help cadets cope during the stressful exams, things like yoga stations and so forth. But one was they included a coloring book station, which caught the eye of a Washington blog that to kind of suggest that they've gone soft there at VMI, having the kids color cartoons or something. And that got a swift reply from VMI. Their superintendent, Benford Pei III, has said no one should assume that VMI coddles its cadets.
Well, David, the fact is it's not a cartoon that's being colored here. It's actually a complex geometric design.
Right. And, it's a serious matter at VMI, trying to deal with stress. Schools are dealing with suicide and other mental health issues. In this case, VMI tried to show that it was working, trying to work with students, trying to give them some a couple of hours of distraction during their reading day to try to keep them relaxed. And it's caused now VMI just to have to restate that it's a tough grind there.
And we should mention that the stress reduction program also includes weightlifting and running. Our next story is from Hampton Roads, where, David, they are revisiting an old idea to try to stay ahead of the rise in sea level.
This is a story by Dave Mayfield. He is the environmental reporter for the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk, an area that is behind New Orleans, one of the areas that's most at risk of flooding now because of two reasons. One, the ground is shrinking, and at the same time, the seas are rising.
Well, David, now the U.S. Geological Survey thinks it has good data on how much the land has subsided, and they have it because of some instruments that were put underground years ago in southeastern Virginia.
They did so because in the town of Franklin, there was a paper plant that used mass amounts of water, and the land was subsiding there. Basically, the idea is right nearby, the regional wastewater treatment plant is going to begin pumping treated wastewater 2,000 feet down into the aquifer.
If the question is, will this stop the land from sinking, and that obviously is the question, how long do they think they'll have to wait for an answer?
Well, no, in 2018, the pumping of water into the groundwater just kind of rehydrating and kind of floating the ground.
And if it works, the Hampton Roads Sanitation District is ready to put $1 billion into expanding the program. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.